As long as that guy has a TV show, my goal is to just take him off the air.
Shut the hell up.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin. Good morning.
Tom, Sybil, Arsenio, how we doing?
Good. Happy Monday,
great,
Roland.
Sir. Great to hear your voice.
Yes, indeed. Glad to be with you guys. Of course, it is actually, you know what this means, Tom? This is Black Week.
What do you mean Black? What do you mean Black Week?
Used to be MLK's birthday. Now is MLK Week. It's almost MLK Month. I was supposed to be at NC State today, but of course of the weather, so they're going to postpone that. But I'll be speaking to the Sacramento Black Caucus on Thursday. So you know, that's right. MLK events now. We now start MLK events the day after New Year's Day.
That's true.
So that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be. And so look forward to
let's
that.
Let's hope it remains.
Being in Sacramento, Tom. All right, then. So we've been focused on this election, Tom.
Arsenio said he hopefully remains like that when Trump gets in office.
Yeah, yeah, man. Let's keep it this way. I don't want him building a wall around February.
Well, we might have to take Black History Month. We're just going to make it the next 4 years. And so let's talk about the inauguration parade, of course. There's been lots of controversy. First of all, no band in Washington, D.C., a high school band, wants to participate. Lots of celebrities are staying away from the inauguration parade. But some folks are participating. One of those folks, Talladega College, their Marching Tornadoes band. The decision has been made. They will participate in the inauguration parade. Joining us right now to discuss this is Dr. Billy Hawkins. He's the president of Talladega College, located there in Alabama. Dr. Hawkins, how you doing?
Yeah, good morning, Tom. I'm great, Roland. Hello, Sybil. Hello, Arsenio.
Good morning, President Hawkins.
Let's walk through this, sir. First of all, when were you invited to the parade, before the election or after the election?
Yeah, my band director came to me and asked if he could, because we have a show band, 230 students in this band. We don't have a football team at Talladega. And so he applies for parades all over the country. They'll be in seven Mardi Gras parades coming up. And so the application was sent in prior to the election. And then subsequently we were selected. And to be honest with you, the band and the band director was very, very excited to receive the invitation.
Then all of a sudden, of course, Donald Trump wins. He beats Hillary Clinton. And then a number of other people begin to say they don't want to participate. And when this came out where you were making this decision, you've been getting pushback from alumni and others angry that Talladega will still participate in the inauguration parade of President-elect Donald Trump.
Well, I did not view this as a political event, but I viewed it as a civic ceremony, an opportunity for our students to observe the process of the transition of power. And of course, many of our students, matter of fact, I would say almost all of them, have even never had the opportunity to travel to our nation's capital. So I did vet this with the band, with our students, and they were excited to go and participate. So we talked about this, and let me say that, you know, I do respect and appreciate how some of our students and our alumni feel, because there has been a lot of pushback, but it's been both ways with our alums. And so I really respect and feel that. And we're not doing this for political reasons. I've received threats. My chairman has received threats. And some of those very, very, most of that is very unfair, you know, to us. But it's about our students.
Was this the first time your band was ever accepted to participate in an inauguration parade?
It's the first time in the history. This is very historic. For our students and for the institution, and that's how we have viewed this this invitation. It's about our students. It's about when you look at, you know, I believe that our HBCUs must come to the table with this administration. You all know the battle that our students have faced with student federal financial aid.
Do I?
You know, our campus infrastructures and. The need to increase Pell further. It's hard for our students to stay in school, and I struggle all the time with with our students not having enough money to attend from one semester to the next. You know, it's very hard to say to
Dr. Billy Hawkins. Dr. Billy Hawkins. You know, I understand. Because the Tom Joyner Foundation has helped you and other HBCUs because we all have financial problems. And you said something at the top of this interview that was very interesting, and I don't want to skip past it. You said you don't have a football team, you just have a show band. And that show band applies for parades and events all year long because it is money making for your school. Correct.
Yes, it is.
The band is money making. How much do you charge to do an event like the inauguration, and who pays for it?
Well, for the inauguration, we have to raise these funds. So, they're not paying for us to come. I don't think they're paying for anyone to come. And so,
Tom, we have some news on that. And that is, and I've talked to him directly, I understand it's going to cost Dr. Hawkins $60,000 for your band to go to D.C. Armstrong Williams, television station owner, prominent black conservative, has stepped forward to put forth, he's a graduate of South Carolina State, he is going to pay the expenses of your band to go to this parade. Am I correct?
Yes, he has offered that, yes.
And have you accepted?
We have not officially accepted. No, we've got a GoFundMe account that's out there, and funds have been coming in for that. And so, I will discuss this, with my board as we move forward.
Your board has to decide whether you'll take the $60,000 of Armstrong Williams to cover the cost of your band going to the parade. Correct?
Yeah, I will discuss this with our board as we do all business. And so I won't say that we're going to accept that, those funds. We'll review all the funds that comes in. We want to make sure funds that comes in that we're very careful and that we're not accepting, from one particular party or the other. And so I will review this with my board.
Well, right now the GoFundMe is at $6,300, and you have a $75,000 goal. So.
Might want to take Armstrong's money.
That's
what it sounds like. I'm just saying.
Somebody's
gonna cut a check.
And let's be clear, it doesn't cost $60,000 to get 200 students on a bus to go to Washington D.C., stay in a hotel, and eat. A lot of that money goes to the school.
Tom. We've cost it out. I mean, these buses. You're talking. I'm moving 230 kids, Tom, and you're probably talking about five or six buses. And these charter bus companies, they're not cheap. You got food that's involved, and then you've got hotel that's involved. I mean, those are expenses. I mean, when we go to Mardi Gras, and of course we charge the various parades that we participate in Mardi Gras.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I know that there's some profit to be gotten out of $60,000.
But here's the deal, though, Tom. The inauguration Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go on, Roland. I'm sorry. Go on. Keep going.
And we need that money.
The inauguration parade committee, they don't pay any of the folks who are coming there. But this is very simple, Mr. President. You said you cost it out. If you have the GoFundMe account, and if Armstrong gives you the 60 grand, and you've got money left over, you're going to keep the money, right?
Yes.
Hey, Tom, don't you raise money for student scholarships for our students?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and so our students need financial aid to stay in school. Tom Joyner does a wonderful job.
That's why I'm all for you all going to the inauguration and getting $60,000.
Because, Tom, when I was at Texas College, you supported me.
Yes.
And you have supported me financially while I've been president at Talladega College. And you know I appreciate what you've done for me over the years. So
get the money.
So to do a reset, Talladega College, Marching Tornadoes will participate in the inauguration parade. Armstrong Williams has put forth $60,000 to pay for the cost. Your board will decide whether to accept that money. I say, show me the money. Dr. Hawkins, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you all.
My man, Billy Hawkins.
Good luck.
All right.
Go get that money, man.
In the words of Frank Lucas, I'm going to get that money.
That's right. Good job, Roland.
Thanks a lot.